Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. God bless your heart. I praise God sincerely from the depth of my old heart. These words aren't written down, but it's flooding out of my old soul, neighbor. I'm thankful to God for the team. Without the prayers of you people and the support and the love and working together, waiting on God and entreating Him to do something for these Indian people, our feeble little efforts wouldn't amount to anything. The arm of flesh will not reach souls for Jesus Christ. And so, as cobby as some people may think we are, hillbilly, stump jumper, whatever you want to say, I own up to it. I fall far short. But it's the best I've got, and I'm using everything I have, neighbor, to do what God has put on my heart and called me to, because I've been at it for over 35 years in the Indian field. And it's been ever since back there in 1939 on August the 7th when I knelt at the old Holiness Camp meeting ground on 108th and Holgate. And that little group of Methodists were out there having a camp meeting, and I'd gotten in, struggled into their church over at St. John's, and I didn't know about them. They were kind of peculiar people from a worldly measurement and the things of this old earth, but I'd made a deal with God that if He would just have mercy on me and let me know it was Him and not some cockeyed preacher, I'd mind Him. I felt better that night, even though I'd been drinking and carousing and knew I was on the wrong path, 16 years old. But I made a deal with God, and God had mercy. He heard my cry. And neighbor, it's worked. I've minded Him, and I've come a long ways, and I've got a long ways to go yet. I'm not perfect. And I think I'm nearer to God than I've ever been in my life. I'm sure of it. I'm closer to Him, but I'm far from what I wished I could be, because I believe we live beneath our privileges as people of God. And if anybody claims to walk out on the promises too far, why, we kind of look at them out of the corner of our eyes. But He suffered for our transgressions. He paid the price, and with His stripes we are healed, and we live on the surface of it all. But God help us to get to heaven. Praise God. Aren't you glad we don't have to be perfect to get into heaven? We're not perfect here. But when this imperfection, when this humanity puts on immortality, and this treasure that we have in earthen vessels, the old earthen vessels are done away with, and we rise to meet Him in the clouds, or we go the route of the grave, it doesn't make much difference. We'll show up there washed in the blood of the Lamb. And neighbor, there's no other hope for us but the blood that Jesus once shed for me as my Redeemer upon the tree. The blood that sets the prisoner free has never lost its power, and it's there. And we see drunks and dope addicts and wayward kids and outlaws and everything else saved, and I marvel at some of these Indian people. I wished every one of you people could be in a prayer meeting over at Wolf Point, Montana. I tell you, every time I go over there, I get blessed. I've slipped in on them because I wondered, well, are they getting out of crowd because I'm coming? And that wasn't egotism, but sometimes, you know, a white man that brings food is a curiosity, and they come to get the food whether they like the white men or not, I guess. But I slipped in there unannounced Sunday morning, and they had 160 people, hardly a pale face, all Indians. And I learned that down through the years, it's people they've won to Jesus Christ. By and large, the majority of it is converts that found Jesus through Kenny Azure's Blue Sky Ministries. That boy that was in jail or incarcerated because of running dope and liquor on the reservation as a way of life to make a few dollars and got found God and came home and told his family, and they didn't believe it, but they watched him, and it was real. He didn't. God told him to quit smoking, and he quit. God told him to leave the old dope and stuff alone. He got delivered from it. Bless God. He didn't sit around saying, Lord, I'll make myself perfect, and then you accept me. God accepted him and told him what to do, and he did it. And his family wanted to get in on this. How do we get born again? And he told them, well, you got to confess your sins. He did the best he knew how to do, but it was so limited. Kenny, he'd never had the privilege of all the education that some have had, and nothing in the line of religion. But he said, let's go to church, and we'll find out more about it. And he said, we went to every church within driving distance, and nobody got anybody down on their knees praying to get saved. And he got the family eventually, got them in the front room of his house, and they liked it. And some of them found Jesus, his relatives and his friends. And so they started, one said, well, let's start a church of our own. And they sounded like a good idea. And that's where Blue Sky Ministries was born. God gave that ministry to Kenny Azure. No one will ever be able to take it away. They might manage to get his buildings and some of the assets, but they'll never take his influence and the love those people have for Kenny Azure. And he couldn't stop there. He got a tent and he started going to other reservations and holding camp meetings clear up into Canada, wherever Indians were needed to hear about Jesus. And, oh, I've slipped in on prayer meeting night when it was unannounced. Wednesday night, there was over 90 people on their knees, weeping and praying, their hands lifted, faces turned upward. And it wasn't just an emotional stirring. It was a beseeching, a praising God for what he was had done and asking him to help. The need was so great, and so it goes on. And I am honored that we've had a part of being a little help, and we know it is. He isn't successful because of us. He's successful because of God, and we've had a small part, but it's going to be a joy. I'll tell you, before you hear this broadcast, I will have been over there again with a truckload. A truckload. You know what we're worried about? That we'll weigh more than 80,000 pounds. That's maximum load on those 18-wheelers without special permits and all. And we're at 76,000 and still trying to crowd stuff on. And we've got some wheelchairs we want to get over there, and we've got some, more than we can get on there. And God has done it. Isn't God good? We praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Neighbor, we want you to get in on the action, and you'll get in on the blessing. And I don't know if you'll ever get to Wolf Point or not, but I wish you could. And I know this, you'll probably get to hear Kenny Azure preach. We had him out here for a camp meeting in the summertime a couple of years ago, and we're looking forward to the day when we can bring him out again. And you get just follow along and keep tuned, and when that happens, and I believe it will happen. I believe God's going to let us do that. And I've talked to the men about that campground, and they said agreed that we could get it, and it'll be coming up in another year. It's an important date in the history of this old preacher's ministry to the Indians, and I want to thank God for all that he's done, and I want to thank God for you people that are making it possible. Let me tell you right from my heart, teammate, you're doing a wonderful job. It's plain to see that there's some praying people out there in Radio Land, because God is moving, and prayer is the power that moves the hand of God. And there's many needs, and we appreciate people that on their little letter or their note along with their contribution ask us to pray for their relatives, and we do it. We pray that God will meet the physical and the material and the spiritual needs of our team and take us closer, Lord, to thee, till we're like Jesus, that the world might see the beauty of Jesus in our hearts and lives. Neighbor, draw close to God. We're in the last days. The time is short. The need is great. Lift your hearts in prayer for the Indian people and join the team if you're not on the team. Get on the mailing list. Find out what's going on. Drop in on us. You're welcome anytime. We're here at the office in the mornings, and you can come in and have a time of prayer. Have a cup of coffee, and we'll fellowship together. Everything's open to your examination. We'll answer your question, and we'll give God the glory.
Thank you for listening to this classic broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein. Our goal has always been to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love, by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much. You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077. 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.